have you here, we're going to go straight to the Common Sense Hotline. Alex says that's what we need to do here today, so that's what I do. He's been telling me what to do for almost a decade now. Maria's in New Jersey. That Common Sense Hotline, 877-310-9966. 877-310-9966. Marie, good to have you. What's on your mind?
Hi. You know, I watch you all the time. I found this station last year, and I really like it. Now
thank
I'm
you.
So aggravated every day. We listen to these damn communists. I'm sick of all of them. The Supreme Court got to do something. You got to clean up this country. My grandchildren, they're teenagers. They make them wear a mask and all of that. I tell everybody, fight for your children. You know, let them put a mask. I even tell other people. I go sometime to Atlantic City, it looks like a jungle all over. Everybody with drugs. It's invaded this country. We can't live like this.
Where'd you come from, Marie? Where are you from?
I'm from New Jersey. The Super Murphy, the other jerk. We got to get rid of these communists. I came in 1956 in this country with my entire family. We went to work for $1 an hour. We bought a house. We lived. We had a freedom. Now they try to take your freedom away. I can't.
That's the scary part, Marie. I'm going to leave it right there. Now they're trying to take your freedom away. That's the concern that a lot of us have. That's a concern that many of us have, that they're using this pandemic to buffalo us into surrendering our liberty, which we've seen a fair amount of, making you report in with a vaccine passport, if you will. Have your papers checked. And if they can get you to do that for one thing, they can get you to do that for 100 different things. That's the concern. They want to be able to legally track you, which, by the way, they've been doing for years by way of your cell phones and your computers and everything else. You voluntarily, you carry around a tracking device with you, most of you, every single day. It's called a smartphone, which can be tracked whether you like it or not. They can hear from, they can hear what goes on. They can see what goes on. They can see how people move. Remember how they would show you after big rallies, like a Trump rally, for example, they could show you how the phones were dispersed. When there were protests in Michigan against the governor here last year, they could show you how the phones were dispersed and where people went. Yeah, but we don't know who the people are with the phones. Really? Yeah, go with that, because I buy that you don't know who the people are and can't figure it out. Okay, fair enough. Let's go to bite number 9, because there is one governor in America who is not laying down for the federal government. There's one governor in America, at least, who says it's about American freedom, and we will defend it, and we will not be subjected to this kind of tyrannical nonsense. And he keeps speaking up, and he fights back against the federal government. He fights back against big tech. He fights in favor of laws that make sense. He defends people's right to be free and to live free. Bite number 9, listen to this.
I think it's very important that we say unequivocally no to lockdowns. No to school closures, no to restrictions, and no mandates. Floridians are free to choose, and all Americans should be free to choose how they govern their affairs, how they take care of themselves and our families, and they should not be consigned to live, regardless of which state in the union, consigned to live in a Faucian dystopia in which we're governed by the whims of bureaucratic authorities who care little for our freedom, little for our aspirations, and little for our happiness. No more. We can't let it happen going forward.
Can't let it happen going forward. That, of course, Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida. Say no to lockdowns. Say no to the, basically, to the bullies in Washington. Listen, they always want to say that we're in this together. Are we? Or do some people get a different set of rules to play by than the rest of us? Are some people treated differently than the rest of us? You know the answer to that. You know the answer to that. But we're back to a $100 bill just for you. A $100 bill for you to get the vaccine. That's what's going on right now, by the way. Elise Stefanik is a congresswoman from New York. She says it's Nancy Pelosi's thirst, and lust for power. And says, soon she'll be gone, which is good news. Listen to this. I want you to hear bite number 10 before we go. Bite 10. Go.
This is what Democrats don't want to talk about because they know their policies are failing and they know they are losing. And most importantly, the American people know it. Everyone knows that Nancy Pelosi is nothing more than an authoritarian, lame duck Speaker of the House.
Yeah. All right. And before we run out of time here, that hotline, 877-310-9966. Will is in Maryland today. Will, what's on your mind?
Hey, sir. How are you?
I'm well. What's your thought?
I just found your station 2 days ago on Roku channel, and I must say that very impressed. I've had enough of Fox News. Welcome to the party.
Good to have you here. We appreciate your input, and we appreciate you having a voice. That's the whole point. What concerns you today? What's on your mind?
Well, so I'm listening to everybody say about they're trying to take our liberties away and our freedoms and stuff like this. What we fail to forget is there was a little thing called the American Revolution. And England tried to take freedoms away and taxes. That's why we started this country. They came to this country to try to impose more taxes on us, and we fought back. And that's what everybody needs to realize. This country was started by people that didn't want to take what's happening now. And I think we'll get past this.
But I hope you're right.
Stick together. Everybody's got to stick together, though.
Yeah. Will, greatly appreciate the phone call. I've got to go to break here. We've got a lot to still cover here. But this is the point I'm getting at. I think people like Will, and suburban moms, and others are saying, look, we've had enough. Enough already. We're rejecting the mandates, and no, I don't want a $100 bill for your vaccination. We'll be right back.
Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Do something today to be a good sport. If you're a fan, shout encouragement to your team. Poke your neighbors sitting next to you when they try to harangue the opponents and tell them to behave. If you simply do the right thing and do it the entire game, you'll be respecting the game and yourself. Sportsmanship. Do something about it. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics.